Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And now it's time for part two of In the Moment.
Who's next?
All right, can we talk about the elderly for a second? Because, no, I love the elderly. No, I'm serious about this. You know why?
Why?
They reached a place in their life when they can say whatever they want.
Oh, yeah.
They have no filter.
Nope.
They have no desire to have a filter.
Mm-hmm.
They say what they want to say. And you can do whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah.
And they don't care.
No.
What age does that start? Because I'm interested.
It's got to start at about, what, 63?
63.
Nah, I say 60.
60?
60. Because I feel like I'm close to it, and y'all all call me an asshole for it.
You're not.
So at 63, no. I feel like y'all will finally look at me and go, it's okay.
Yeah.
Right? Six, I got it. That's a long time to wait.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to get to that point now.
Yeah?
Yeah. At 40.
You are one of the most people I've ever met.
Exactly.
But I don't know, man. Lately, I've been.
See?
I'm just like.
I told you.
Don't start with me.
I told you. Katie's going to get here, too. I don't know when.
No.
But 30 is off to a strong start.
I'm too old. Because
she almost told her she hated her mother. Whoa. Started off the pod. She's getting closer. I'm telling you, you're going to stop loving people like this, Katie. I'm telling you. The elderly people tell you exactly how they feel, and they don't care.
They don't care. They don't give a damn.
They don't care at all.
And people let them get away with it because it's like, oh, well, they're up there in age. They've experienced so much.
You earned it.
My elderly aunt just told me.
What'd she say?
She told me I was a no good black bitch.
Okay. What'd you do? What did you do? Because she was being honest.
But the way she said it, though.
She said it out of love?
No. She's 81.
What happened? Yes.
She's 81.
Shout out to the queen.
Yep. And she's in rehab right now because she had a stroke. She wants to go home.
God bless.
And I'm her healthcare proxy. So. She called the other day. We were having a meeting with, like, the doctors and stuff, and we're trying to get a game plan to get her back home. And I get on the phone, and as soon as she hears my voice, she's like, Keon, you no good black bitch. When are you getting me out of this? I was like, why I gotta be a no good black bitch?
And she knows you, like, probably her only savior.
Yes.
You're the only person that's gonna come get her. But she's still gonna get that off.
Yo, bro, she told me I need to mind my business. I got a lot of business I need to worry about in Atlanta and leave her business alone. You
quit. So you got to mind your business,
yeah.
But also come get her.
Yes.
At the same time.
At the same time. You see what I'm saying?
I was hurt, bro.
Now, let me ask y'all this, because I go through this a lot. And my grandparents and the older people in my life whom I love, 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 they have always said something to me that I always thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
One day, you will feel different. They've always said this to me since I was younger. I hate that phrase because I just think different. I always have, and I feel like I always will. I'll give you a perfect example. When I was younger and I used to get my ass whooped, I used to tell them, when I get older, I'm not hitting my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way this is happening. I don't know where y'all learn this from. I don't know why y'all think this is cool, but I'm never hitting my kids. And they used to think that was my way of trying to get out of an ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. I just really thought that that was like some slavery mindset that shouldn't be happening. I just happened to be young, but I felt like I was right. And now you fast forward 20 some odd years later. No, I don't have kids yet, but I'm willing to bet any amount of money I would never hit my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't. It's just not a thing that I see myself ever doing. I feel like there's other ways to go about it. That's just my opinion. I'm not judging or shaming anyone else. That's just me.
So in the Bible, it says, spare the rod, spoil the child.
What?
Katie ain't read that scripture.
I stopped going to church as soon as I stopped having to go to church.
I ain't gonna lie, I did too. I was with you.
When you stopped forcing me and I went to college and I was on my own, I stopped going.
I still read I read the Bible a lot longer than I went to church because I really don't believe that all of these churches are stand up, to be
exactly.
honest.
I'm not saying that to say that I don't still have my own connection with God. I do, but it's not forced upon me.
And I don't agree with hitting children either.
Never been my thing.
But you know, it says spare the rod, spoil the people. Some of these kids.
No.
The Bible say a lot of other things. Like, don't the Bible also say, like, to not have sex with somebody you're not, like, truly with?
Yeah. And the Bible allegedly says that women can't be ministers as well.
It says a lot of different things, Key. And that you don't follow all of them. So, but this is the one you're going, this is
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm throwing it back.
Now, me personally.
See, y'all like to follow what's convenient for you.
Nah. Because me personally, I feel the same way you do, Mo.
Right.
Like, for my future children, I have no intentions on like giving them spankings or whooping.
Go get the belt.
Switch.
I'm not. Go get the switch.
I have no intention on that. And the reasons why is because I was that kid that if I got in trouble.
Facts.
I got my ass whooped.
Go pick the belt you want me to whoop your ass with.
Now, mind you, I wasn't as bad as people I know. My bad was little things like here lying, talking too much in school, doing like little things like that. And my punishment was getting the ass whooping. For me, that made me build up resentment.
Mm.
And anger. And I became an angry child at a young age. So much so that my mother cried the day that she was like, you know what? Let out your frustrations. And I let my frustrations. She realized that what she thought was an effective method of discipline was not effective to me. So then we changed that. And that's what I appreciate about my mom. When she realized that and saw that this is not effective for my child and it's doing more harm to my child than good, we sat down and created a new discipline plan for me. So if I was disciplined, she took away things that she knew was my currency. Like, there was no more video games. There's no more, like, things that actually worked for me where I understood whatever I did wrong.
That worked better for me.
So for me, when I was in school, we used to get beat in school.
That was always insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what you did, you know.
That's crazy.
You got lashes in the classroom by the teacher. Or you would go to the principal's office and he'd make you pick your poison.
You see what I'm saying, though? And at some point, a parent would have told you, when you get older, you'll see. I'll never get older and see that.
Mm-mm.
Can you imagine you go to your kid comes home and they whelped up from getting beat and they tell you the teacher beat my ass? You think I'm going to be like, well, what did you do?
There's a reason why they did away with that.
So the problem with that is one day I made the mistake of telling the principal, I'm calling my dad. And he was like, call him. Call him. Yeah, here's the phone, call him. And that was the worst move I could have ever made because I got my ass beat.
Worse.
Right.
By the principal. And then when I got home, I got my ass beat by my grandmother and then grandfather.
Now, would you
Not
say,
grandfather, my father.
Would you say that you learned your lesson or you were scared because of that?
A little bit of both. I was scared. Yeah, I would say I was scared. It wouldn't happen again, whatever I was doing.
That's the thing. I think the old school parents moved off of intimidation, whereas I want to move off of love. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to love you regardless, but don't play with my love. It's not going to be a walk in the park, but I don't want you to be afraid of me. I was afraid of my dad at some point when I was. I don't want my child to feel that, right? So now you take it to a conversation I just had the other day, and it was similar, where I was having a conversation, and one of the older people in my family whom I love said to me, what would you do in the scenario of having a child and you're not married, right? Are you going to, because she was basically saying that there were people who will get married just because they want their kid to see that. You may not feel like the best decision to make was to get married because we all know how I feel about marriage. I'm well documented in that. So you're going to get married just to tell your kid, like, this is how it should go, especially if it's your daughter as a man. I said, no, I wouldn't do that. And I was the only man in the room. So I was getting the eyes from the woman of, oh, that'll change. Oh, yeah, you would. And I felt like I went back to the same kid who told my parents, like, no, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way now. I'm not going to teach my daughter or my son that you have to do what society tells you to do in order to feel successful. No, you don't. If you don't want to get married because you don't feel like this person deserves for you to be married to him, don't marry him. I would tell my daughter the same thing. Don't walk around or run around. Just like they always say, a man should never hit a woman. I agree. I don't think anybody should ever hit anybody. That's what I would teach my daughter. Don't hit him either. Because if you hit him and now he hit you back, technically you were wrong for hitting him. But guess what daddy has to do?
Fuck him up.
Now I got to go to jail. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't want my daughter to be blindsided by one side and only see one side. I also want her to know, like, yeah, baby, somebody deserves to marry you. You're going to be a princess one day. But live the life of a wife that deserves to have that. I would tell my son the same. Yo, one day you're going to have this and you're going to have that. But live the life that deserves. I wouldn't teach them that, hey, you just got to do it because society tells you to do it. And they both kind of looked at me like, yeah, that'll change. No, it won't. Because that's just how I see it. I don't see it like they see it. Am I making sense? Y'all understand? Mm-hmm. Am I wrong there?
No.
Can you look like you're thinking?
No, you're right.
Y'all understand?
Yeah, I understand. I agree.
Too hard. He was thinking a little too hard.
He was. But don't worry about that.
Hey, y'all. It's Katie here from The Bird Show. Pride unites us all, and so does Atlanta United. That's why I'm giving you the chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite in celebration of Pride Month. That's right. Join me and The Bird Show crew on Sunday, June 2nd, as Atlanta United takes on the fierce rival, Charlotte FC, with kickoff at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We need to beat Charlotte, so we will be loud and proud. Believe that. Oh, and by the way, did I mention Atlanta United is giving away a one-of-a-kind Pride-inspired towel, plus a $5 donation to Lost and Found Youth, an Atlanta-based nonprofit that provides services to the LGBTQ plus youth, which is included with your Pride Night ticket pack. Remember, to enter for your chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite, head over to thebirdshow.com. To guarantee your tickets and Pride towel, go to atlutd.com and click the promotional packs tab for more details. Can't wait to see you all there June 2nd at 4:30 p.m. Together, we are Atlanta. Atlanta United. See you there.
Who's next?
All right, Katie, I got a video for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited to see what you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it's going to piss you off. But I saved it for you. And I want to get your thoughts. This is a video that is from a woman who is speaking to how she feels honestly about lesbian marriage.
I could not resist, so I had to look it up. From the Office of National Statistics, from a 2019 study, in ever-increasing numbers, we are now at a lesbian divorce rate of 72%. So the top four reasons that they are reporting getting divorced is feeling ignored, inequality in the partnership, adultery, and domestic violence. Personally, I feel like this lends some weight to men's arguments and complaints about how women are behaving in relationships. Because when you have lesbian divorce statistics that look like that, the girls are kind of telling on themselves.
To that, you say what, kid?
The last part of it, I don't agree with. That's coming from the mindset of a heterosexual woman. Everything else leading up to that, I wholeheartedly agree, but this is why. I think to address the domestic violence, it's a woman and woman. So women, when we see us getting in a disagreement with a woman, it's easier to be like, girl, box up. Because we're equal, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not afraid of what we fear is the inequality with a man hitting on a woman, even though it's not right regardless. I feel like domestic violence is domestic violence. Whether you're in a same-sex relationship or not, that shouldn't happen. But I understand why it's more common with same-sex relationships. Everything else that she's saying, I think that goes true to the stereotype that with lesbians, this whole U-Haul thing. And what I mean by U-Haul is that when you meet a woman who you think is the greatest woman for you and she thinks the same, you move so fast that you're not taking it slow and actually getting to know that person. So you jump head over heels. You moving in with this woman after 3 months of knowing her. You're already trying to get married. You're already trying to do everything before the year mark. And that's what leads to the higher failure rate at relationships is that I feel like two women jump head over heels. You're doing everything so fast because you think, oh, she understands me. She gets me, blah, blah, blah. When it's like, no, y'all are just being so impulsive and not taking the time to get to know each other. And I know that from experience when I date women. The women I've dated, about half of the women I've dated, actually more than half of the women I've dated have wanted to jump into something so quick. When I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm still trying to figure you out. you want to come down here, move down here, fly down here and do all these things and think that we should already be in a relationship after 3 months of knowing you? I don't even know you after 3 months. First of all, the honeymoon stage alone is 6 months at minimum. No. But women don't see that.
I get that. So that makes sense. All of that makes sense to me. But the woman who said this, I should have gave her credit, Official Moza Ben Israel. She's a lesbian as far as I know. So why'd you give her the heterosexual mindset so easily?
It's the ending of what she said.
The part where she actually defended men? that made you feel like there's no way?
It's not that it made me feel like there's no way. I just thought that would be coming from a woman who's dated men.
I got you.
Mindset.
I got you.
To know that. It's not that, but I feel that what she said at the end, it was so easy to be like, well, men are right about blah, 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 when it's like,
she ain't really say that. She just said she think we got a point.
I know. That's why I said I felt that that's okay. Where it was coming from.
Okay.
Because then at the end, I feel like she was trashing women as a whole. Even if she wasn't, that's how I heard it. Was like, well,
now,
damn.
Do you think that podcasting has gotten to a level of maturity to where we can talk about if the domestic violence is the same exact thing when it comes from man to woman or man to man and woman to woman?
We can. No one else can.
We can do that here, only here.
Yeah.
Is it the same?
No.
It's not the same. I don't think it's the same either. Key, do you think it's the same?
I don't think so.
You think if a man and a man square up in a relationship and if a woman and a woman square up in a relationship, it's not the same exact domestic violence that it is if it's a man and a woman?
That's a tough one. I mean, it is domestic violence, right?
Regardless.
Because nobody should be putting their hands on
it. It's domestic and it's violent.
Domestic, yeah.
But to say that it's the same exact thing to where as a man is fighting a woman, I feel like now you got to fall into that question of do we allow men who have gender changes to enter into female sports?
No.
Because, right?
I don't think so.
I just don't know when you draw the line on this. It's tough and everybody's afraid to talk about it, but it's starting to become laws out here.
I think it's touchy in general. No matter what, this topic is always going to be touchy. But at the same time, this is one situation where I feel like we cannot deny what the facts are. And what I mean by that is the testosterone versus estrogen. Even if you are someone who's changing your gender and you may be taking shots that give you different hormones, I personally feel that biologically, your makeup is still defining who you are, even if you're changing your gender. So I feel like we can respect someone changing their gender, but when it comes to them joining a different realm, you got to take in consideration how they were born. And I don't mean that as in like a transgender woman going in the same bathroom. I don't mean that. I mean in sports, like when it comes to wrestling or something like that, that person who has changed their gender will probably still, you know, have a higher advantage.
I agree.
Who's next?
All right, so just to touch real quick on the tragedy that happened in Baltimore with the bridge collapsing, it says now that they believe 6 people have died. And I just want to say rest in peace to the people who passed away from this tragic incident, because I genuinely cannot imagine driving on a bridge and it's happening to you. Like, I have people I know have always struggled to drive across a bridge. They always kind of have this anxiety. One of my cousins come to mind, and to this day, she always has had an anxiety driving across a bridge, and I never understood it. But then you see something like this happen, and now I can't even imagine. Like, I was really saying to myself, do you think, like, the cars that were on this bridge saw it happening? And then, like, there's nothing you can do. Like, you imagine that. Right, like you're in your car driving across this bridge and you see this bridge now collapsing because of the ship and there's nothing you can do.
That's one of the reasons why I moved from New Jersey back to New York, because I used to take the George Washington Bridge in every day. And have you ever sat on the George Washington Bridge with traffic?
Absolutely.
And it's just shaking.
It's a scary thing, bro.
I couldn't do it.
And now I don't think I'll ever view it the same, right? Like then you're thinking, like the last thing on your mind is the bridge is going to collapse while I'm on. Who thinks that? You never think that.
Me.
You used to think that.
Yes.
That never even crossed my mind. Now look, right? Like, that's insane. And the only other thing I want to touch on in this is I've learned in reading about it that, so the power goes out on the ship. And now all of a sudden it can't steer itself. So my first thought was, don't all ships have an anchor? Drop the anchor. Apparently, the anchor, in order for the anchor to drop, you need power. That don't feel like...
That's just stupid.
That's just stupid. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. There's no way to design a ship today to where the anchor would be able to drop manually in case something like this were to happen. Like, I don't know. I don't have the mind to build ships, so I can't be the person to judge how they're built, but that just seems a little foolish to me. To where you don't even have no way to stop the ship in case of a power outage. So I'd hope they fix it. And if you ever were wondering how people truly feel about people out here in today's society, I don't know if y'all saw this, but when the mayor went up there to speak about the situation, people were asking when the next bridge was going to be built. Yo, how long is it going to take for us to get the next bridge up? And he had to tell them, bro, there are still people in the water. We're trying to get to them. You talking about the next bridge?
We haven't even found the people who are lost.
Like, what's wrong with people? Mm-hmm. Y'all can't even have a heart for 3 minutes? Mm-hmm. That's too much to ask for? Mm-hmm. Just a reminder of how, one, life is very short. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. And two, no one really gives a shit about you. So you have to give a shit about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Time for some shout outs. Let's go.
You might feel a little hopeless and broken, but don't you quit. Because I swear to God, you probably even closer than you think.
All right, three things real quick. Number one, shout out to Blackout. I don't know his Twitter handle because, well, they blocked him before I could get it. But I thought this was fly. It was a video of rapper Moneybagg Yo. His girlfriend, Ari. Mm-hmm. That's her name, Katie?
Yep.
And Ari was dancing.
Ooh.
Like, salaciously.
Uh-huh.
Moneybagg Yo was in the video.
Uh-huh.
And they posted a song with Moneybagg Yo's voice on it.
Uh-huh.
There was a guy who did what a lot of the men were hoping someone would do. He removed Moneybagg Yo from the video. And it was just Ari. And then he removed Moneybagg Yo's voice from his song.
Oh, my god!
And it was just an instrumental.
All right.
And then it was just Ari dancing to an instrumental.
All right.
And he went viral. No. And then they removed him.
All right.
And I don't know his real name, but I called him Blackout.
Okay.
Because of how he got his black ass out of there.
All right.
And I just thought it was hilarious. Because I don't even know. I don't even know how that's possible. But he did it. And I would like to find his contact information.
Tell so me he can do dirty. That.
No.
He's dirty.
I want him to do that with my life, Katie. Right. I want the same exact life, but just remove a couple of these people. You know what I'm talking about?
All right.
So, Blackout, if you listening, come holler at your boy.
Who's next?
Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake did A Tiny Desk.
Yes.
Have y'all seen it?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
It was great, wasn't it?
I love Justin.
He had little jokes in there. It was cute. All right, Katie, explain to me why he had every single person from Usher's Super Bowl performance with him at the tiny desk.
I knew you was going to make a joke about that.
It was a large-ass desk. Did y'all not tell Justin it was tiny?
No.
Why was it 46 people behind him?
Because he supports everybody that supports him and is a part of his band. He got to bring the whole crew.
Whoa, is that what it was?
Yes.
Well, why Janet wasn't up there? No. You want to talk about support? No, Katie, let's talk about it. He had people sitting on a printer.
Let's let the Janet thing go.
They were sitting on a printer. Did you see them sitting on a
desk?
They
made space.
They didn't have enough space.
They made space.
He had people in the band that was sitting with the workers that was just supposed to be there to watch it. Why y'all let Justin get away with this? Why?
He's Justin.
Because that's the problem. JC would never. But don't worry.
Because he can't. He can't do what Justin does.
Who's next?
Katie. Do you forgive LeBron and give him the keys to get out the doghouse now that we know what he said? There was a video that went out. We don't know what he said the entire conversation when these two women were on the outside of him making him a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real sandwich.
Yeah.
Because the meat is dark and the mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. It was a LeBronage, right? And they...
A LeBron witch. What's wrong with you, bro?
I'm telling you what happened. You saw it. Don't do that. And they,
what's wrong with this guy?
They had lip readers read his mouth. And he said, first of all, happy International Women's Month.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Is he out of the doghouse now?
No, we said that last time that he said that.
I didn't know he said that. I didn't believe y'all if y'all told me he said that. But now he really said that. So why is he still in the doghouse?
Did you not see the way the women was touching on him? If that is my man, and there's two women sandwiching him, and they're like, oh my God.
What is he supposed to do?
What is he supposed to do?
You unhand me.
On international TV?
Unhand me on national TV during International Women's Month.
No, you don't even have to do it like that. You'd be like, all right, queen, and just push them casually. Just push. No, he let them just grovel all over him.
Wow.
I mean, they did pay for those premium seats. So.
Who gives a fuck?
Look, that's exactly what Savannah said when he got home, too.
He is LeBron James. Who give a fuck?
See? You can't trust a man with two first names. Don't worry about it. All right, let's get down to business.
It's time to get... Let's get down to... You can't trust a man with two last names.
See, he got so much money. Y'all never even noticed that about him. Why he got him two first last names?
LeBron James.
That's disgusting. Why his name not James LeBron? All right.
No.
Can't he have one in the sandwich? You know people look at him as a hero. Beyonce, one of them. I don't worry about it. Nah, she want to come out on the same day as me?
That's his cousin.
Okay, yeah. That's what they always say. It's always his cousin. No, it's not always his cousin. All right.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.